أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيكم بعهد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Today's khutbah, I would like to once more reflect on the situation going on in the Middle East from a very different perspective, and that is about, you know, exposure of this hypocrisy of the Western powers when it comes to the issue of free speech and expression. We hear all the time that, you know, the Western democracies are based on certain values and principles, and one of the most important one is the free speech. Even when we talk about the issues regarding the Quran and the Prophet, and when we say that, you know, we don't have a problem with academic, you know, criticism of Islam, this happens all the time on an academic level. Universities have books, you know, criticizing Islam or even the Prophet in different ways. We don't have a problem with that. But when abusive terms are used about the Prophet, immediately we are told, well, you live in a society where freedom of speech is one of the cardinal values. And this is what we see, that, you know, it seems only it's for them. Unfortunately, I have to use those terms now. You know, and this is where we see, for example, any discussion about the root cause of this conflict going on in the Middle East at the moment, this is absolutely not allowed. To the extent that, you know, you have anyone who talks about it, that you cannot just look at it as an event which happened now. You have to look at the root cause and the decades of occupation of the Palestinian land. Even the Secretary General of the United Nations, in his statement, he very clearly first, you know, condemned the attack by Hamas on the civilians. And then he talked about this issue of prolonged occupation of the Palestinian people as one of the, you know, root causes. And we see right away, he was very rudely rebuked by the Israeli ambassador. And there is also calls now for him to resign for that. I don't think that will happen, but, you know, even at that level, the Secretary General of UN is not allowed to speak his mind on these issues. Look at the other example of some of the prominent Muslim journalists in U.S. All of a sudden, they have been reassigned different duties. The programs that they used to run, and they were right there in the front, now they have been, you know, reassigned. So it's not saying that, oh, you know, we are censoring you, but it is in a way censoring them so that they would not be there speaking in the front. On a political arena, look at Ontario itself. You have this MPP from Hamilton, Sarah Jama, coming from black, you know, African background. And she, as soon as the conflict started, in social media, she called for ceasefire. And she basically labeled Israeli actions as a definition of apartheid, what's going on there. Of course, initially she didn't mention anything about Hamas attack. And this is where Premier Ford accused her of being anti-Semite. And this is where we see that, of course, she was forced to apologize next day, and then she condemned the attack by Hamas also. But that was not the end of the story, you know, because Ford has a majority in the Ontario legislation. They went with their numbers there to censor Jama and silence her voice in the chamber. Surprisingly, even her own party, NDP, expelled her from the caucus. And this is where we come to see that free speech, even in legislations, is now being curtailed. You know, it's not only on the level of UN or the media. Even when you talk about legislatures where the people should be free to see whatever they want to say, you look at the academia. You know, student unions in various universities in US and Canada has also expressed their support for the suffering of the Palestinian people. And immediately there was pressure from the donors and others to basically for the student unions to retract their statement because they basically sympathize with the suffering of the Palestinian people. The example we have here is of York University. In US, at Howard University, you have 30 student groups who together, you know, issued statement where they held Israel entirely responsible for what is happening. And, you know, the attack against them started at different levels. Even though their names was not there, you know, they figured out who are the executive of the student unions, and their personal details were then shared on the online. Even their siblings back home have been threatened. And the donors basically are saying to the university, we are going to pull back our support and donation on this issue. And some of the prominent, you know, companies and the executives are asking universities to give the list of the students who have signed on it so that we will not hire them. So you have the academia, you have the political arena, you have the media, you have a global organization, even our own hospital in our own area. You know, a doctor who apparently is not a Muslim or an Arab, he basically in his Twitter post supported the Palestinians. And the pressure was that, you know, he was suspended from his duties. But then this is where we have to realize the other side. When Muslim groups and other, you know, Justice for Peace and other groups basically started asking for support letters for him, you know, and the numbers increased so much that the hospital was forced to reverse its decision to suspend him. And so when we talk about, you know, signing on the letters and things like that, it's not just useless, it has an impact. And so let us always keep in mind, we have many good things here. We have freedom in a great extent compared to many, many Muslim countries. No doubt about that. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. You know, for me also just to stand here and talk about all these issues itself is a blessing. You know, we can't do this in many, many other, even Muslim countries. And this is where, but we should not ignore that. The reality that the words like democracy, human rights, and free speech are just slogans used by the powers here. Whenever their interest suits them, these cards come up. You know, whenever it's not in their interest, they are allies of those who are most undemocratic rulers in the world, who are the worst violators of human rights, and who do not respect free speech at all in their own countries. And they are friends with all those kinds of regimes also. And so let us not, you know, always just look at one side. We should have a, you know, full view of the society in which we are living. And also the point of what happened to this doctor in the hospital is important, that we need to also be, you know, get engaged in whatever we came, so that, you know, haq will inshallah prevail one day. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Kitabullah al-Aziz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة عما سلف من ذنوبكم. One of the values which is cherished in the Western democracies is the issue of the right to peacefully assemble. As, you know, protest and everything like that. But when it comes to this current situation, you know, Canada and US are still better. These rights are more strongly enshrined in the constitutions. But if you look at Europe, situation is very different. And this is, again, it's a positive point for us to you know, appreciate here. You know, for example, Germany and France, they have banned pro-Palestinian protest under different, context. You know, sometimes they say it is a security issue, law and order issue. For example, in Berlin, there was a gathering of 10,000 people in solidarity with Israel. And an event which was supported by all the parties of Germany. And the president of Germany was actually there and gave a speech where he says that it's a national responsibility to protect Jewish life. Now, we are not against it. But the point is, what about the Palestinian life? Because just a few blocks away, there were some people who had a small rally with a Palestinian flag, and the police came in to disperse them, that you are not allowed to gather, you are not allowed to bring in the Palestinian flag. And some of them were actually arrested with their hands tied, and they were taken to the police station. And so this is in the same place. If you look at this issue, basically, you know, I always go back to this ayat. You know, sometimes you might see, say that I repeat it quite a lot, but what are going to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also repeats many things in the Quran again and again. Whenever the occasion comes, you know, this is basically the height of hypocrisy. You're talking about Jewish life, and we are not, you know, have no problem with that. But what about Palestinian life? It seems that the value given to a Muslim life is much, much, much less than others. You know, when we talk about, you know, human rights, you talk about democracy, you will only support democracy in countries where the party is in line with your values. But if the people of that country would like to elect another party where the interests do not align with your, then you would reject that. And this has happened again and again and again, where democratic leaders have been, you know, silenced or killed or removed. although they were elected by the majority. You know, when they talk about human rights, it's only for us, not for you. When you talk about free speech, this is for us, but not for you. And when it comes to our lives, it matters, but when it comes to your lives, it seems as if it doesn't have value at all. I'll just, you know, give you the clip. Somebody very interestingly compared the words of the current U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. When the Ukraine war started, when Russia was attacking Ukraine, you know, where civilians were being killed, and indeed that is wrong, he talks about it, and he says in that video you can see, any ethical, moral individual cannot justify that. And then for a moment he stops. He basically becomes very emotional and tearful. And he says, it is difficult to look at some of the images where, because of Russia's attack, you know, civilians in Ukraine are being killed. But when it comes to the current situation, there's another video alongside that. Look at it. What is he saying now? No emotions, no tearful, you know, gesture there. He says, this is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. It's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt. He says, I wish I could say something different. I wish it was not going to happen, but it is going to happen. And no emotions at all. So it seems that the civilians in Ukraine have one value, and the civilian lives in Palestine and Palestine don't really count. He says it's war. Well, even in Ukraine it is war. And this is where we have this issue with some of the statements when it comes to the political leadership. Sometimes we are told, where you live here, you should not criticize. Well, we have to criticize, in a sense, show them their own mirror there. That you talk about democracy, you talk about human life for everyone. How come when it comes to your own people or of the same color, there is one set of rules and, you know, expectation when it comes to others, you don't really care about it. And this is where I go back to that ayat from Surah Baqarah. Right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there is a section in the beginning of Surah Baqarah where Allah talks about mu'mineen first, and then the non-believers, and then he talks about the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. But he says, you know, these are the people who say we believe in God, but in their heart they don't have belief in God. Where Allah uses the term that fi qulubihim marad, they are spiritually sick, because they say one thing, but they have belief which is opposite. And then he says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when it is said to them, these hypocrite people, that do not create mischief in the earth, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ, they say, no, whatever we are doing, we are the peacemakers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, they are the actual مُفْسِدُونَ, the mischief makers, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they are so steeped into their hypocrisy that do not even realize that what, you know, what they are doing is not Islah, you know, it is not making things good, rather it is ifsad, it is creating more problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time who will bring about global peace, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه. وعلى سيدة النساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها. وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. مرحي أسار البدو والطغيان هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فر البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل فرج وسهل مخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن علي حجة الله أشهد أن علي ولي الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل حي على خير العمل. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.